This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The eclipse came and went, and everything seemed to be okay. We didn't go careening into the sun, or other stuff didn't happen like that. We didn't burst into flames. I think it was a good day overall, and certainly it's not going to come back. We understand, at least the way that it did, for another 21 years, if I understand correctly, in terms of being able to see it here. And but, folks, we hope that you're doing great this morning. It is the Tuesday edition. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you have something to opine about, as it were. And we want to say good morning again to Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning, and he wrote in earlier and basically let us know that he was not able to watch the eclipse. He said, hope you were able to. Semper Fi, Richard, and of course, Semper Fi right back at you, Richard. Absolutely. And yes, I did actually get a chance to see the eclipse here from my perspective, my vantage point here on the Pacific Rim from Southern California. 11:15 a.m. was the peak totality as it was calculated for our area. And, yeah, I got to use some of those little glasses and went outside and looked up and saw the outline of the moon across the sun. It wasn't covering a whole lot of it, so we didn't get a lot of a dimming effect, as it were. But it sure was interesting to watch this celestial event. And, of course, as it made its way on its path through the country, very, very cool thing indeed. We'll certainly remember that and hope that you had a chance maybe to go out and see it. Wally let us know that he watched it on his computer, and I think a lot of people might have done that, or they might have seen it on television. But at any rate, folks, welcome. Of course, it is the Tuesday edition, as we said, and we've got a lot to tell you about on the program today. We do want to start with a development in the Middle East. And this is from the New York Post, a top Hezbollah leader responsible for helping direct terror spies trying to infiltrate Israel and attacks on its north was killed in an airstrike on Sunday night, according to the Israeli Defense Forces. Now, it's really interesting to me, too, that in the midst of everything that's happening, and we have talked about now they've stopped the invasion, as it were, I think in southern Gaza. They're going to go into Rafah. We understand that Netanyahu evidently has a date on the calendar to go into Rafah. They are going to go do something there, despite what happens, behind the scenes with the Biden administration and his telephone calls with Joe Biden, perhaps. They know what they've got to do, and they've got to get it done. And certainly, you know, and by the way, there are other forces at work in Israel as well. I saw something earlier that said that there's one Israeli leader who says, you know, they would want to topple the Netanyahu government if they don't invade Rafah. So really the feeling, I think, in Israel might be a little bit different than what we have, the perspective that we might have from some of our political players in this country. Because they understand this principle in Israel, and that is the principle of self-preservation. They realize what Hamas represents, the capabilities that Hamas has. And not just the capabilities of some terror group called Hamas, which exists in Gaza, but it's the backers. It's the big money. It's the big leadership, quote-unquote, coming from Iran. For example, now we haven't seen that shoe drop either. Iran has said, at least we understand, that they're going to make some kind of attacks on Israel. We haven't seen that transpire yet, thankfully. So what is Iran going to do? How escalatory is that going to be? But again, what interests me very much is that in the midst of all this going on, Israel continues to strike targets of opportunity, and this particular person, it seems, his name is Ali Ahmed Hassan, who's a commander in the terror group's Radwan forces. Again, this is for Hezbollah. Hassan held a rank equivalent to that of a brigade commander and was responsible for planning and carrying out terror attacks against Israeli civilians in northern Israel. So again, in northern Israel, that's the border with southern Lebanon, and that's Hezbollah territory or country, basically. And so it all makes sense that they would have gone after this particular individual. Because get this, Israeli officials believe the Radwan forces, of which this person was a brigadier commander, are also tasked with infiltrating the Jewish nation, with infiltrating Israel. So once again, it points up this thing that having a secure border or secure points of entry or a method by which you monitor bad actors that could have an opportunity to come into your country. Because why? Because they would be coming in to do violence and terrorism and murder. And yet, if you're the president of these United States, now, your whole agenda now has to do with making sure the border is porous for America, that bad actors can come across in untold numbers, that if anybody squawks about this and says, hey, wait a minute, you know, what's happening here? Well, then you have an entire arsenal, basically, of people in the media, people in government, who will simply descend and say, why are you even asking this question? You must be some kind of racist. I mean, we've heard this so many times before, right? And actually, it's so predictable. But this particular issue that's happening in Israel right now is a very, very good comparison to how we can't continue to let things be so out of control for the United States of America. Because the terror groups, Iran, these different backers, the entire ilk, right, they are interested in getting after Israel, but also being able to do terror attacks against the United States. And so this is a good object lesson, folks, about why we need a secure border. All right, stay right there. We are coming right back. We'll tell you what Donald Trump said today about abortion, and then all hell broke loose. We'll stay right there. Come right back.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You know, we have a federal government for a reason, right? This is what the Constitution stipulates. But the far left and the Democrat Party elite, they really want you to think that everything is the federal government. And the federal government is, you guessed it, everything. And so if you ever say that, wait a minute, some things that are not enumerated in the Constitution, that they are left up to the states. In fact, that's what the Constitution says, right? But if you come out and you say something like that, well, uh-oh, wait a minute. You might be, I'm not going to say an enemy of the state, but an enemy of the propaganda machine, an enemy of the far left and their monolithic structure of how they want to have things done. Folks, welcome back to the program, Tuesday edition. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. If you'd like to opine on the program this morning, and you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. Well, yes, Donald Trump came out and made a statement about abortion, and this sent everything into orbit. And why? I think that's a really good question. Well, this is what Donald Trump said. He talked about Roe v. Wade. He says the 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it to the hearts, minds, and vote of the people in each state. He goes on to say it was really something. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. So here's how some of this coverage is going. This from The Hill. Former President Donald Trump declined to take a position on a potential federal abortion ban Monday and instead acknowledged the issue as being left to the states as he looks to navigate the politically fraught issue ahead of November. Trump's lack of an explicit endorsement drew criticism from some on the right, including a prominent anti-abortion group, while Democrats said his position is unchanged and accused him of obfuscation. The video message shared early Monday morning on Truth Social was Trump's attempt to clarify his views on abortion after months of wavering. Trump has been flirting with endorsing a 15 or 16 week ban and has said for months that if elected, he would negotiate something, quote unquote, that would, quote, make both sides happy. Well, now some are saying he's not being explicit, but then a great article on Newsmax this morning, Matthew Whitaker, he's a former acting attorney general, said in a Newsmax article that President Trump has given, quote, a very clear position as to what he thinks a post-Dobbs nation would look like. He went on to say, you know, the Constitution provides that if it's not covered in the Constitution, then it goes back to the states to decide. And I think it's very appropriate, it's a very appropriate policy position, he says, to let the states ultimately be the arbiters of this. And this issue, and as this issue evolves both medically and politically, I think you'll see the states adapt to that. And something I mentioned earlier on the show when we were talking about this, you know, the far left loves to say that, well, climate change, that's all settled science. That's the term anyway. But yet, for some reason, we can't settle what it means to have life begin. So this is obviously a huge crux of the matter, no doubt about that. But the idea that the Constitution does say that if it's not enumerated, then it's going to go back to the states, that's actually the position that Trump is talking about. Now, earlier, of course, Kamala Harris, she decided, well, she can make some hay out of this, and she ran up to the microphones out on the tarmac, evidently, outside her airplane, Air Force Two, and she had this to say. Let's listen in briefly.
So we're about to take off to head to Philly, but I just want to comment on the former president yet again declaring how proud he is of his responsibility for overturning Roe v. Wade. He yet again said he's proudly responsible for overturning Roe v. Wade. And one has to ask, proudly responsible that one in three women of reproductive age now live in a state with an abortion ban? Proudly responsible that doctors and nurses can now be jailed in some states for life?
So you kind of get the idea of where she's coming from.
Proudly
here.
Responsible that...
So, and she looks happy as a lark here that she gets to go out and start saying stuff like that because, again, it takes away from all the other problems that the Democrat Party elite, certainly the Biden administration, and certainly the Biden campaign have, takes away all the problems that they would have to address out there on the campaign trail. They don't have to worry about minority voters leaving. They don't have to worry about the problems that are happening with certain Muslim groups leaving. And because of what's happening, what they perceive as bad handling of what's happening in Israel, they don't have to worry about people talking about the economy. They don't have to worry about people talking about the border crisis. The list goes on, right? They don't have to worry about the entire geopolitical structure starting to come apart at the seams because this administration can't actually do something. And I appreciate what Chris Markowski said earlier. He mentioned the Houthis. That's right. We can't even get rid of a case of Houthis. We can't get rid of it. We can't stop it for some odd reason. Not because the military doesn't have the might to do something like that, but there's no political will. And then, of course, as we reported the other day, you know, one of the latest ideas that the Biden administration has is we'll just tell the Houthis we'll take you off the terror watch list if you stop sinking ships in the Red Sea. You know, this is not leadership. This is not anything other than constantly trying to placate certain groups so you can get the votes. And this, again, is exactly what this boils down to. Kamala Harris saw this opportunity. She ran out. She started talking about this because they know that they can use this as another method of buying votes. Insofar as that, we're going to enact a national abortion law. We'll enshrine Roe v. Wade into law, and the president will sign it, et cetera, et cetera. But I just don't know that either side will have that particular ability in the end. But sending it back to the states, as the Supreme Court did, seems to be constitutional. And maybe she could, you know, how they talk about all the Trump's stealing our democracy and all this kind of thing. Well, why, they can make their case and people can vote. Or, you know, maybe you could have a constitutional convention. I mean, in other words, there are these processes, but no matter what Kamala Harris says, it doesn't change the fact that the Supreme Court found that the original decision was built on sand. It wasn't built on a robust interpretation of the Constitution as it is written. I think that's the point that they want to obfuscate. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Mary in St. Pete. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. I was just hearing what Mr. Markowski had said about weak-minded people. If you can't be strong-minded, if you don't know what's going on, when I hear in Dearborn, Michigan, the battle cry of death to America, that means a lot. That means these people are here. That means you already have a clear and present danger in the country. So to talk about any other issue without talking about saving the country first, because it, like, if you cannot save the unborn, if you don't have our country, you can't do anything if you don't have the country first. So, again, death to America is heard as a battle cry to me. And we have a big problem that needs to be talked about. And I think the slogan for President Trump really should be Save America, not Make America Great, but Save America, because we're in trouble.
Yeah.
And I think Denise, when she speaks, she hears it, she feels it, because I can feel it. That it's dangerous to have an open border, for crying out loud. Look back at what's happened to England. Years ago, 40 years ago, they have a problem over there. You have people practicing Sharia law here in America.
That's exactly right.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Mary. Great call. Appreciate it very much. Take care. We'll talk again soon. And folks, yeah, she's right. And we talked about that on yesterday's program. They are chanting Death to America in Dearborn, Michigan. Unbelievable. But we do believe it. Stay right there, everybody.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. President Biden criticizing Donald Trump for his position on abortion. In a statement on Monday, Biden asserted the former president bears responsibility for the overturning of Roe v. Wade and alleged that Trump would endorse a national abortion ban if elected. The statement follows Trump's release of a video where he expressed his belief that abortion laws should be determined by individual states. Millions of Americans traveled to see Monday's solar eclipse. The Federal Highway Administration projected that as many as 5 million people traveled somewhere to secure the optimal viewing spots. California could become the first state in the U.S. to pass a right to disconnect from work law. It would restrict employers from contacting employees during off hours. The proposed bill would mandate that companies better specify employees' compensated hours and prohibit them from expecting employees to respond to calls, texts, or emails outside of that time frame. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Made in America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So now, let me get this straight here. Ohio could keep Biden off the November election ballot. Yep, that's could very well be, it looks like, folks. This is pretty interesting. The Republican who serves as Ohio's top election official has warned that President Joe Biden might not be legally permitted to appear on the Buckeye State's ballot because of the Democrat National Convention's timing this year. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It's a wonderful Tuesday morning. We've got so much to talk about as we move through the rest of this program this morning. And we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. As I've said so many times, I really want to make sure I always reiterate it. This is the best job in the world, I'll tell you that. And I have you to thank for that. So thank you so much for the great messages, for all the great encouragement. We really appreciate it. And again, we are glad that you're there. According to the Columbus Dispatch, this is from The Independent, Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRosa's office sent a letter to the Ohio Democrat Party's chair on April 5th to point out that Ohio law requires each party to nominate their presidential candidate by August the 7th, 90 days before the general election. The letter from Mr. LaRosa's top lawyer, Paul DeSantis, sought to answer an apparent conflict in Ohio law before the convention timing and the statutory deadline by which Mr. LaRosa's office must certify the party's candidates for president and vice president. I am left to conclude, this is where it gets pretty interesting, I am left to conclude that the Democrat National Committee must either move up its nominating convention or the Ohio General Assembly must act by, get this, May 9th, 2024, 90 days prior to a new law's effective date, to create an exception to the statutory requirement. Absent action by the Ohio legislature to waive the deadline, this means it will have already passed by the time Democrats convene in Chicago for the official nominating convention on August 19th. Wow. Well, I don't know. You know, it's just, and you know what's happening, though, in the vaulted halls of Democrat power? They're saying to themselves, why didn't we think of this? we could have done something about, you know, you can't put the Republican nominee on the ballots because it's not, you didn't do it in time or something. And so I'm sure there's a lot of yelling and at subordinates. why didn't we think of this? But I don't know. My thought is that there will be some sort of exception made in this. But still in all, if you want to be on the ballot, right, and this isn't any other thing other than this is what the rules actually state. So we will see. Well, this from Breitbart, folks. You know, sometimes you look at things and you can even if something seems to be, you know, I don't want to say relatively small in the grand scheme of things, but we keep seeing stories kind of like this. And again, this goes to how people are doing out there, how companies are doing, how businesses are doing. No matter what Janet Yellen says, we'll reiterate what she said here in just a moment. This is from Breitbart. Retail giant Best Buy is conducting massive layoffs within its Geek Squad tech support division, leaving numerous employees suddenly jobless and struggling to come to terms with their unexpected termination. According to reports from 404 Media, who spoke directly with several affected employees, the layoffs were communicated abruptly last week. Geek Squad members were instructed to work from home and await a phone call from their superiors, which would ultimately determine their employment status. Best Buy has not responded to requests for comments regarding the number of employees affected by the layoffs. However, a laid-off worker who spoke to 404 Media indicated the scale of the cuts is significant, stating it's definitely company-wide and bigger than the cuts last summer. One employee told 404 Media, "It sucks. I spent more than half my life with this company and sacrificed a lot of personal time and experiences just to be let go." The worker also revealed they hadn't been scheduled for a full 40-hour work week since the previous year, making it challenging to make ends meet. Well, certainly, you know, again, this is just becoming indicative of what we see happening in our country, in our economy. And the Geek Squad, of course, we've all seen their Volkswagen Beetles, right, with the Geek Squad logo and so forth. And a lot of times, as I understood, they go out to people's houses or to their places of business and help them set up their computer equipment or other electronic gear, basically. And a lot of times that's, you know, they have the knowledge to do that. And a lot of times, a lot of folks, we need to have somebody come out and, you know, put it all together so it works properly. But still, to have this this amount of it, I think, is really very, very significant. Something else, of course, as we mentioned, is we got Janet Yellen. And Janet Yellen is out there. I don't know. It's, I guess, maybe this is a window into exactly how the Kool-Aid is mixed together, I think. This also from Breitbart, by the way. During an interview with CNBC released on Monday, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said that, quote, "some low-income consumers are perhaps exhausting their buffers of savings that they built up during the pandemic. We're seeing a little bit more distress at the household level there." What? what are you talking about? Honestly, again, it's like, okay, we'll just be, you know, we mix all this stuff up and now you're going to drink the Kool-Aid, as it were. This is not funny anymore, is it? You know, I don't know that I would describe it as some low-income consumers are perhaps exhausting their buffers of savings Last time I checked, I don't know a whole lot of people that would be having a huge buffer of savings because everything has gone up so much in inflation. And inflation is just absolutely wreaking havoc among people and their kitchen table budgets. You know, people are making real different decisions these days. It's, I know it's anecdotal, but I can tell. I can tell. You know, when you drive through your community and you don't see, you know, a lot of cars at restaurants, for example, or, you know, just it's that feel that, you know, just people aren't out doing what they normally do. They're not shopping the way they were. And everything just seems kind of subdued. And nobody wants to spend more money on stuff. I don't know anybody. Nobody has said, yeah, you know, we're buying this, we're buying that. Everybody's kind of saying a different thing. They're saying, well, you know, we don't need that right now. And unless you have to buy something like a big ticket item like a car or you really have to replace your washer and dryer, stuff like that, people aren't going to be doing that for a long while. And yes, maybe it's because they've exhausted their existing buffers of savings. So she goes on to say, but despite that, quote, we've got a good economy, strong economy with, quote, very strong domestic demand that is on a solid track. And generally, households are in very good shape. So I don't know, folks. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that just does not compute with you and with me and anybody who's out there, you know, trying to make ends meet. In fact, a lot of these jobs, and we hear about the jobs being touted, oh, look at Friday's jobs report and so forth. A lot of these jobs are not what you think, as I understand it. And a lot of these jobs may even be second jobs for a lot of people who are trying to make ends meet. And that's not really indicative of a, you know, bustling economy where everything's doing better. So in the midst of all this, and we'll talk about this when we come back, in the midst of all this, Joe Biden is once again touting the student loan forgiveness program that was originally declared, you know, their first tries were declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. But Joe Biden said, we didn't let that stop us. We're not going to let that stop us. Because, again, we don't even need to worry about the Supreme Court. Unless the Supreme Court makes some ruling about what Texas is doing and that the federal government doesn't like, in which case then, you know, they'll take that to the bank. But otherwise, it's going to be another thing where, well, you know, we want to do this because we want to and it helps us buy votes. So no matter what the Supreme Court says, well, that doesn't matter. All right, folks, stay right there. I'll warn with you. We are coming right back right after this short break. Lots more to talk about and tell you about. 949-822-7959 is the number. Don't you ever go anywhere.
Third Watch.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So here in Southern California, we had just a little bit of the eclipse, right? Just a little bit. But my daughter in Boston, she got to have, I think it was, they were calculating some 92%, I think, of coverage for the moon over the sun. So a little bit different on different coasts, it would seem like. But folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition, and we have so much more to tell you about. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. And, yeah, Tuesday, well, as we've often said, Tuesday doesn't really have like a specific feel to it because, you know, it's not really in the middle of the week, so you're not really starting to look for the weekend. But we had a great listener comment a while back that said, well, Tuesday, it's not Monday. I think we'll take it. All right. Well, once again, folks, great to be with you here this morning. Joe Biden, of course, is touting his latest iteration of, you know, remember that there was a show on many years ago, it was called Dialing for Dollars. Well, I think they're kind of dialing for votes. They really want to get those votes, and they'll do it any way they can. We talked about it with the Roe v. Wade issue. There are other ways that they do this, but certainly trying to do the college loan forgiveness thing all over again is another way of just trying to buy votes. Now, I think just as with the first iteration of it, which eventually got knocked down by the Supreme Court, they kind of knew that was going to happen. They must have understood that that was going to happen. But they do it anyway because they know that they've got time on their side. It takes time for these things to move through the court and then move through the appellate courts or going on this process ultimately to get to the Supreme Court. And if the Supreme Court upholds it, great. No problem. Hey, we got this loan program thing. But if they squash it and it's after the election, fine. In other words, they are never, and this is what I want to get across sometimes, especially for people who might think that Joe Biden and company are really trying to do them a good turn. In fact, let's listen to what Joe Biden says about what this program or what he wants to accomplish with this, what this is all about. Let's listen into Joe Biden briefly.
Still is a ticket to the middle class. That ticket's becoming much too expensive. Much too expensive. In fact, things are a lot different from when college tuition was more affordable and borrowing for colleges repaying those loans was more reasonable. Today, too many Americans, especially young people, are saddled with unsustainable debts in exchange for a college degree. The ability for working and middle-class folks to repay their student loans has become so burdensome that a lot can't repay it for even decades after being
okay,
in school.
Okay, so stop right there. Did you hear what he was saying? Right? He was talking about how, you know, the costs have gone up and it's just too much. It's too hard to repay and so forth. Well, we saw an article the other day here on the program, which talked about a lot of these, like the big Ivy League colleges, you know, they're going to be upwards of $100,000 a year. And that's just for the tuition. That's probably not including, housing or other kinds of things, other extras like food, stuff like that, you know, that you need to have in order to survive. And, you know, I don't hear Joe Biden railing against the actual universities on this. We'll have more to say about this here in just a moment. We've got the telephone lines lighting up. We've got Driver Mike this morning calling in. Good morning, Driver Mike. Hope you're doing well out there.
Morning, Mr. Carl. Oh, yeah. I'm doing my extra overtime here. Don't forget, people, you got 7 days to take and pay your taxes so the government can give it to the illegals.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Just a funny. Drive safe, people.
Thanks a lot, Driver Mike. Yes, drive safe out there. Be safe. Yep. Be careful out there. Thanks for the call. All right, Driver Mike, everybody. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that puts a smile on our face this morning. Yeah, it's inevitable. It's going to be tax day here real, real soon. But I appreciate Driver Mike very, very much. And that gives us a little bit of a smile here as we go through the last part of the program this morning. But, yeah, so here was Joe Biden, and he was saying basically like this thing has befallen students or people who took out student loans. Well, you know, typically in America, if you take out a loan, you pay it back. But he's trying to make it sound like, well, but this has now befallen you, so the federal government is going to make it all better. And again, it's because, if Donald Trump was doing the same thing, just for sake of argument, they would say, Donald Trump is using the federal government to advance his own political agenda because he's trying to get reelected. Joe Biden does it, and he's a big, big hero. All right, James in Clearwater this morning. Good morning.
Hey, Kyle. Two things. One is just an example of the government breaking something on purpose when they federalized all the loans and then come around trying to rescue afterwards. What I'd really like to mention is you mentioned it wasn't Monday.
Yeah.
Well, there is a area north of here that had about 400 acres cleared and was a homeless area. Monday was body day. There was 37 bodies that were murdered, you know, over a period of time there. And they called it ball peen justice. And what would happen is that when these checks would come in, then there'd be some disagreements or fights or just plain thefts. And then, like Maxwell Silverhammer, they were gone. And it's kind of bizarre and really weird to think about in, you know, an urban setting, or just a clump of trees or so. But think what's going on all across America. You know, people don't realize how close and right on top of things really are.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a heads up. Be, you know, like Sebastian Gorka says, keep your head on a swivel. They're out, they're here, they're dangerous.
No kidding. No kidding. Yeah, especially with what's happening up in Dearborn, Michigan.
Well, and not just Dearborn, just everywhere here.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, here.
That's true. Exactly.
There are 400. Well, thankfully, they bulldozed at 400 acres, and there's over 1,000 homes going in. Of course, there's not enough roads to support them, but that's the way progress goes. So many people want to move here to Florida. I can't say I blame them. Just, you know, leave your voting patterns at home, guys. You're welcome otherwise.
That's, well, you got that right. Well, very well said, James. Absolutely. All
okay,
right.
Okay, have a good day.
Hey, you too. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. James in Clearwater, everybody. And that's right. That's one of the things people say, well, hey, we can go to a different place because we got to get away from how these things are being so mismanaged. Everything's being run in the ground. You know, we're not being treated right, and on it goes. And then they move to a different state like Florida, and then they start voting that same way again. That's not going to work, folks. I mean, that's just common sense right there. So I appreciate so much what James is saying, because sometimes I think some of the folks aren't getting it, but I'm glad that he said it. All right, folks, once again, Joe Biden is continuing to try to make you think that this terrible thing has befallen those who took out student loans. Well, somebody will say, "Well, I didn't take out a student loan. What about me?" Well, he's got an answer for that too. Let's listen in.
Not at all. People say to me, "It's great you're helping people into college. How about all those hardworking people who grew up and had no opportunity to go to college?" I get it. That's the neighborhood I come from. That's why a big part of my economic agenda is investing in all Americans, whether you attend college or not. We're expanding career and technical education at high schools. Think how many of these shop programs have been dropped. People not knowing whether they want to work with their hands. People not being able to get started. To provide pathways to good middle-class jobs without college. My Labor Department is investing $200 million in grants for a registered apprenticeship program.
Okay, so he's going to invest. So there's more money. It's another program. It's, you know, to help you figure things out. Well, you know what? This is all, he's just saying this because they want to forgive this student debt. So they think, well, we got to try to placate people on those who didn't take out student loans. And so we're going to try to make it look like we're just making this rosy for everybody. But that's not really what happens in the end. And I don't think these programs would be very effective, number one. But what he's missing, the point that he's missing, is that if you have a robust economy, if you have good jobs and good growth, and you have the right atmosphere, the market, the private sector, is going to take care of those things. You don't need a jobs of $200 million as some sort of offering up to try to make it look like the other thing is okay that you're doing. I'm telling you, they want to buy your vote, but I hope that it doesn't work, because we got to make a real change. Folks, thanks for listening this morning. Stay tuned to this station for more talk radio, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.